Thank you for listening to the cleanup training. This is a training on how to clean up your classroom and reset a classroom so that no matter what is happening in that room next is fully ready for the next group of people that are going to be there. So my name is Anna and I will be the one training you today. So next to this training recording here on this website, if you look to the right, there is a PDF that goes along with this recording. So go ahead and click that and open it up and you will see a cleanup checklist. So this is a checklist more specifically for first and second service on Sundays, but it really can be applied to any event that's taking place in kids ministry during the week. It could be like a Bible study, or it could be a special event, or it could be Spanish churches coming in and using one of the rooms. Whatever it be, we want to make sure that it's cleaned up and ready for whatever is happening next. So after first service and after second service are the two sections in this checklist. They're very, very similar with just some slight differences. So rather than going through all of the first service list and all of the second service, we're going to kind of go through both at the same time, and I'll share the differences of first versus second service. And it starts with putting the toys away. First and foremost, we want to straighten the classroom. We want to put all the toys away in their correct locations. So say during the week that I'm like, oh man, I really need to grab some magnet tiles. I can go to any of the rooms that have magnet tiles, pull out the magnet tile bucket, and it's just magnet tiles in there. It's not an eclectic assortment of all the different toys thrown into all the bins so they're hidden away. The magnet tiles are in the specific bucket. Or it could be, say, that I need the little, like, action figure people, or it could be the toy trains, or it could be the puppets. The point being is that each bucket has a different type of toy in it. So we want to make sure they're all straight. The room is completely straightened and all the toys are properly put away. The next thing you're going to want to do is the cart with all of your lesson supplies. So there are the toys that are in your room that are always there, but then there are the lesson supplies that were specifically brought in for that day's lesson. So those are your glue sticks and your scissors and your activity pages and your snack, all of the different things that were brought in for that day. If it's first service, you might remember that the cart was very nice and orderly put together when you arrived. You want to put your cart back together so it's nice and ready for the next service and team of people that are coming. But if you are serving second service, what you need to do is gather all the supplies from around your room and throw them into the cart. It doesn't need to be super organized, although it's nice if it is. It doesn't need to be. And you need to put your leftover activity pages, crafts that kids didn't pick up, maybe you've got lost and found that were left in the room, all of those supplies that are not the normal things that belong in your room, you put them into the cart. And then you are going to take that cart to the supply room where your name tags are at, where all the supplies are stored for kids ministry. So that is where your cart is going to go. You also want to include your clipboard with the roster on it in that cart. So after straightening the supplies from the day, you're going to want to Clorox wipe all of the tables and counters and any other high touch surface. We just want to really make sure we're not spreading germs. We can't always control if a kid is healthy or not. In a class, they may be sick and we don't even realize it, or they're contagious but they haven't shown symptoms yet. So we just always want to be wiping down fingerprints and any other high touch surface in the room. The fourth thing you're going to want to do is sweep the hardwood floors and vacuum all of the carpets and rugs. So if you look down below, you'll notice that like a green box in this form or on this sheet, and it tells you where the vacuums can be found. So if you're downstairs, the vacuums are in the hallway off of the supply room. It's sort of like a hallway behind the nursery connected to the supply room. So you're going to go over there and grab your vacuum, you're going to grab your broom, and you're going to come and you're going to use it. If it's not there, somebody else is using it, so kind of look in the other rooms and you guys can share those supplies. If you are upstairs, the vacuums are found in the second and third grade room by the restroom. There's like a little weird cubby area, and so we just store them right over there. So if you're missing them, that's where you can find them. When you're done using them, please put them back where you found them. The next thing you want to do is actually clean any dirty toys. So especially in nursery and toddlers, maybe even twos and threes, or if you have a child with special needs who needs to self-regulate by like chewing on something hard, they might put stuff in their mouth, which means those toys that were put in their mouth need to be cleaned as well. So we have seventh generation spray for that. If you are in a younger class, like nursery, toddlers, twos, and threes, there's probably seventh generation spray in your check-ins counters. If not, you can find it in the kids ministry supply room and you just spray onto a paper towel or a rag and you wipe down that toy and put it back where it belongs. Please don't make a pile of dirty toys and then just leave them there for somebody else to clean. It's a lot nicer and easier for us who are here during the week and getting kids ministry ready for Sunday if that was done for us in advance, because that actually adds up a lot of time. The next thing is if you have soft toys, specifically like stuffed animals or those squishy balls that we have, what you're going to want to do if they were used and got dirty is put them in the hamper in the downstairs hallway off the kids ministry supply room, again, sort of behind the nursery, so where those vacuums and brooms are at. That's also where there's a hamper, and we will wash the stuff in that hamper at the end of the week. So we'll wash out those toys. Finally, in the nursery and toddler room, if you used any snack cups, you need to wash those cups. There's a little sink in that room. You are welcome to use that little sink to wash the cups. Or if that's just super inconvenient and way too small, you can take those cups to the kitchen and wash those cups with Dawn dish soap and sponge or like a scrubby brush and dry them off and put them back where they belong in your check-ins counter. And then finally, I already kind of mentioned this, but just in case, if you're serving first service, you have your sign-in sheet, flip the sign-in sheet over and it'll be the second service side. So the next group of kids can sign in on the back side of your sign-in sheet. But if it is second service, please put that sign-in sheet in your cart that can be carted away, or if the cart was taken before all your kids were checked out, you can just go and set it in the supply room. That way, at the end of a Sunday, we can gather all those sign-in sheets, put them in order, and count how many kids we have each Sunday, which is a responsibility that Corinne and I have. So, yeah, that is how you clean up your classroom and reset it for whatever happens next. Again, please do not leave until all of that is complete and work together so that it can be done quickly and you all can leave on time. And we should be good. Thank you so much for listening to this training. I hope it was very informative and helpful. And if at any point you get confused or forget anything, do not hesitate to ask. I would be more than happy to give you instructions.